Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
All right, this is Colleen. Bit of a panic right now. Hey, Colleen.
A bit of a panic is an understatement.
Oh, no. What happened?
You're on the voice disguiser. What happened? Yeah.
I don't even know where to start. Okay, here's the situation. I work for a company. It's a web development company, and it's a really small company.
Like how many people?
Pardon me?
How many people?
There's only six of us.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then there's the guy that owns the company. But we're really close, you know, and everyone trusts everybody, and we're, you know, when you are in an environment that small, everybody's kind of like family. Anyway, I was talking to my brother, and my brother wanted to get some stuff done through our company, and I told him, you know, we'll help you out. We'll build this website. You wanted to build this website. We'll build this website for you, if that's what we do, and you can pay us later. So he had us build this website for him, and he wrote a check. Now, mind you, I do all of the bookkeeping for the company.
Okay.
Like, I cut all the checks. Anytime that any invoices come in, everything comes to me.
Okay.
Since there's only six of us, I'm the only one that does it.
Okay.
When my brother wrote the check, his check completely bounced.
Okay.
And I have been figuring out a way to try and tell people this, because I don't even know how. I feel like it's my fault because it's my brother.
Okay, stop one second here. So how does this affect the office party?
Right. I'm getting there.
All right, it's been a journey.
Let's go right there.
Long story short, Christmas party's Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of the company decided, I mean, none of us thought that we were going to be getting Christmas bonuses this year with the economy the way that it is.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided that he was going to take the money from my brother's job and use that to give everybody a Christmas bonus.
Okay.
And your brother's check bounced, so there's no money in the pot for the bonuses.
And you've been hiding that fact.
Yes.
Okay.
And are they supposed to get the bonuses on the party?
Pardon me?
Are they supposed to get the bonuses at the party?
I'm supposed to cut the checks and hand them out on Friday night. And these checks are for $3,000 a piece. It's a lot of money. The problem is that the owner told, like, one person.
And so now everybody knows.
So it's not like people aren't going to realize what they're missing. Like, everybody's expecting this check and have, like, gone out and made purchases and, you know.
Very Griswold-like. You know,
yeah.
Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
So there's no way your brother has the money.
He absolutely doesn't have the money. I've talked to him about it, and literally, I'm the only person that knows this, and I've been waiting and waiting, and now, you know, the party's Friday night, and I feel awful, and I don't know what to do.
Now, you said that the boss has told one person in the office about the bonus, right?
Correct.
But you're confident that everybody knows about it?
Oh, yeah, because it's already gotten back to me.
So there's a good chance that somebody that in the office that has heard that they've got the $3,000 coming already has that money spent themselves.
Oh, yeah. People are talking about, I went online, I purchased this. You know, I didn't think I was going to be able to get my son this for Christmas. And, I just want to hide under a rock. I don't even know what to do.
Is it safe to assume that your company is not one that has an abundance of money?
Absolutely not.
I'm guessing because he said use that payment to pay the bonuses makes me think that you don't have
the constant cash flow.
Yeah, a great cash flow plan going, which means you can't take it from another account or pull it off a line of credit or something until your brother makes good on the check.
No, it is. Money is extremely tight with the company right now, and the owner of the company, he's such a great guy, and he has the biggest heart, and he pays what he can, and he gives bonuses if there's extra work, but there hasn't been. And so when we got this job from my brother, he was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. And then, of course, I didn't find out until afterwards, but...
Did you tell us how long you've been hiding the fact that your brother can't, or that since the check bounced, he can't pay it?
It's been... About 6 weeks.
Six weeks. And it's not even like you can start a rumor in the office that the initial rumor of the bonuses is really that. It's a rumor because the boss has already told another employee that they're coming.
Right. Exactly.
So have you talked to your brother at all and got him to pay any sort of this? Or can he get a line of credit? Can you explain to him the situation you're in? Because if the answer to that question was 1 week, then I think you go into your boss's office, you shut the door, and you say, hey, I feel terrible because this is my recommendation, my brother. This is what happened. I feel awful. Because then the boss can simply say, we have a bonus coming, but it's based on some collections that haven't come in yet, right? Mm-hmm. But if you've been hiding it for 6 weeks, I don't know if that's fraud, but that's certainly deceptive. And that would, if I'm your boss, that draws your whole employment into question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here's Kelly. Good morning. Hey, Kelly, you're on Q100.
Yeah, I'm fine. She just needs to put it back on her brother. I mean, he's the one that didn't pay the bill. Go get a credit card and a cash advance or a title loan or something. I mean, he's the one that owes the money.
But there is the problem that she's kept this a secret for 6 weeks now. I mean, if it was any other company that bounced the check, she would have gone to the boss immediately, right?
Or she can go get a loan and he can pay her back then because she's the one that covered, his rear end.
That may be the only way to actually save your job right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Donna, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
I just wanted to just make a comment. It sounds like if I didn't catch the initial part of the conversation about how much the total check was, but I just know from past experience with an ex that if you write a check for over $500, it's a felony. It is not a misdemeanor.
To bounce a check for more than $500?
Wow. Right, because I've seen paperwork on an ex that's come in from collections from the actual person that he wrote the check because they kept sending him the bill to make good on it, mm-hmm. and he wouldn't. And finally, their final thing was highlighted at the bottom, this is anything over $500 is a felony and is punishable, by law.
Yeah, that's what most are calling now, saying that they're more of the concern about pressing charges. Hey, Angela, good morning.
Good morning. I agree with the caller. I was just going to say, I think I would be a little less concerned about the Christmas party and more concerned about the possible jail time that my brother could face should the boss decide to press charges.
But I think that's part of her dilemma.
Is there any way out of this except for her to come up with the money and pay for it? She saves her job. She saves not going to jail, and she saves the brother also.
She's got to loan her brother that money.
Now, here's David, who says he's in the same situation or was in the same situation as you. Hey, David.
Hey, how are we doing?
Okay, how are you?
But I was in the same situation. We have a small contracting firm, and it's family ran, but we did some work for a friend of ours, for a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Same scenario. It was about a $12,000 check. We did some work. our bookkeeper actually hid it from us. And it was just about the same thing. It was about this time frame. You know, money was tight. We decided we were going to give our bonuses. But they held this thing. It was about, 4 weeks. And, you know, the bad part about this thing is that, you know, the other employees kind of depend on this bonus because you do point out that you are going to give a bonus. But the other call that I did come in, it is true. $500 is a felony.
Yeah, that's what most are calling up saying right now.
And the bad part about this, the employee, which is the bookkeeper, because she held the check, she can also be charged.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Wow. You know, that depends on the DA. DA could just say, look, you guys did a fraud.
Yeah.
And depending on the mood of that DA, they can definitely push this and include that member into this. So her best thing is get to that boss, say, look, the check wasn't covered. Get it out in the open now, because the longer she waits, the worse it's going to be for her.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys resolve it in your situation?
Well, we handled it in-house. They wind up, what we did was, we did threaten to go to the police. They did wind up getting a personal loan, and they did make good on the check, but she did lose her job.
Wow.
Which may inevitably end up the same way here.
You know what?
Even though they paid it, she still lost her job.
Because even though it's a small family-run company, it's still money that's being depended on to pay other bills. And if you can't have somebody running the books who's not going to be honest about it.
Right. I'd rather have the problem of losing my job than trying to figure out how to get out of jail.
Right.
And I think Bert had it where our caller has to do that on behalf of her brother, because that's the only way she will save her job, is get the line of credit somewhere, get a loan, mortgage on the house, whatever. It's probably bad business because then you've loaned money to family, and what is it like?
Well, her family's done it. I mean, screwed her over,
right?
You know?
But I mean, she needs to, if she's going to protect her job, this is what she needs to do, and then hold her brother to that and go, look, I covered this debt for you. Wow. You owe me.
You got
now.
Me. Now you said the party is Friday night.
Friday is Friday night.
Friday night. So we're at Wednesday now. So you've got
to go to the bank.
Most of the calls coming in saying you have 48 hours to go to the bank and cover this thing.
That's right.
Or you're looking at like big time charges.
Okay.
You've got to. I mean, you've held on to it for 6 weeks. So.
Right. No, I know. Should I tell my boss what happened anyway, just to clear my conscience?
No.
If you want to save your job, be quiet.
Yes.
Go to your bank, go to your credit union, go to your cousin, go to whoever.
Yeah, don't punish
that,
the company.
Get the money.
Get that money, put it in the bank account today. Tell your brother he owes you that much, and tell him you saved his ass from jail.
And don't tell anybody in the office.
Nobody.
Okay?
Yeah, that time passed 6 weeks ago.
All right, Colleen, we got to talk to you on Monday morning to find out how the whole weekend panned out, okay?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for your help. I'm going to go to the bank.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Good luck.
All right, good luck.
All right, thank you.
It's your future. Own it.
I know. That's exactly where she needs to go.
That's the first call she needs to make right there. The Bert Show.